and the trauma responses doesn't necessarily need to be developed. Yeah. So when the trauma response is already developed, then we need to take actions to work with them, and we need to help them to release the trauma. But it's really important that they are possible to stop it. There, we don't have to necessarily say it would happen, but it's really important to look on what is happening in that time. So when the child or adult, but the child very extensively facing about that, the first emotion which will come is fear, which is natural. We all will be afraid. If will come fear, then will also come anger, because anger is energy which is helping us to protect ourselves. So that will going to that reaction, if it will be run, hide, froze, scream, that will go from that